If you'll open your Bible to page 639, I hope that gets you in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 40. We're going to read three or four verses here, but I want to talk about one of them. You know, I read a statement the other day that I surely agree. It says, human strength will in due time spend itself. Now, that's an old King James way of saying that. That's an old English way. Human strength in due time will spend itself. I normally don't ask you to participate, but if you agree with that, would you just say amen? How true that is. And you know, I knew what I was going to do today, but as recent as yesterday, boy, you talk about a current illustration. It's spring break, and so we have the grandchildren like yesterday, today, and much of tomorrow. And yesterday, I swapped my day off. I'm normally off on Thursday, if I can be. But I swapped my days this week to be off on Monday yesterday because so much staff is off the rest of the week. Jim is taking off every afternoon the rest of the week. It's just like normal. I carry the whole load pretty much by myself here. So I took my day off yesterday and spent the day entirely with the grandkids. And I thought about, as the day went along, how true that statement is. I realized yesterday that my strength and my energy is not exactly like it was in the early years when you were a little girl and I was your pastor. And others here can relate to that. You know, I love something that former President Jimmy Carter said. He said about aging, he said, if you can do as much at 60 as you could do at 20, you weren't doing much at 20. And that is a pretty good statement. You know, as we grow in these years, our strength somewhat declines and our energy level. Now, that's not to say we don't have strength and energy, but, you know, anybody at my age that would say I have the same strength, the same energy I always had. And yesterday, boy, I mean, I held out the whole day. In fact, Dottie, last night, when the kids just finally flaked out about 10:30 at night, she said to me, I want to compliment you today on your patience. What she didn't know was I didn't have enough energy to manifest my true feelings about certain things. But anyway, that's just how it goes. It's true physically, it's true mentally, and it's true spiritually. Like physically, you know, our strength and our energy, it kind of declines as we grow in the year. It does not increase. It decreases. It really does. And that's just part of the process. You know, our mental strength, it changes as the years go. You get where sometimes you can't remember this, you can't remember that. But, you know, that's a confusing thing. I mean, I'm not sure at 20 what I could remember. I can't remember what I could remember when I was 20. I don't know. But you know, memorizing verses in the Bible to me was it was easier when I was a little child. In fact, most of my Bible verses I have memorized, I memorized as a child. And it's easy. Like Charlie Jo, our oldest grandchild, I can't believe this, and others can do the same thing, but she can quote word for word the Sermon on the Mount. I mean, I'll never forget the day she came to me and she said, Pop, would you sit down? I want to quote you some Bible verses. And I said, well, sure, I'm so proud of you. And she started. I thought she was going to quote me the whole New Testament. I thought, man, I mean, how can you do this? Well, I found out that there were about 15 or 20 more children in that school, in our Christian school, that memorized a Sermon on the Mount. You know, you just can learn a lot of stuff like that. But as the years come, it seems like it becomes a little less and less. And in fact, physically and mentally, if you live long enough, truth of the matter is you become more like a child. You wind up being kind of like a child. I see that oftentimes. People just live so many years that finally they kind of are back like they were when they were a little child. Somebody has to take care of them, do this, do that. Well, that's how they started. That's how we all start out. This is just the way it goes. Now, when it comes to divine strength, it is different. Because the fact of the matter is, apart from God, now I've learned this, apart from God, by that I mean apart from a daily time with God, What happens is it's not very long. My strength just kind of wears out. But the other side of that coin is those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. And that's what I want us to see in the Bible today. So if you look with me in Isaiah chapter 40, our verse is 31. But let's back up. Let's back up maybe to verse 28. Isaiah said, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary." See, God doesn't get weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary. Well, you know, you can be 20-something years old and get tired. People do. And he says so here. "And the young men shall utterly fall." Now look in verse 31. Begins with a conjunction. You know a conjunction. Like you know what a noun is and a pronoun and a verb. Well, we have in the English language conjunctions. Conjunctions are words like and or but or if. They connect phrases. They connect sentences. But the word but, the conjunction but, normally it just changes, it contrasts what's just been said. What's just been said is, young men shall utterly fall. It's been said, even the youth shall faint and be weary. But here it comes, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. This is one of the great verses in the Bible. Here is a verse you can memorize, and I encourage you to memorize. Because all of us have times that we realize that in our humanity, physically and mentally and spiritually. See, you can decline spiritually. The fact of the matter is, and people do, the most devout person can become very lukewarm with God. And we've all seen that at times. We probably all experience that. The strongest believer may doubt. Don't you sometimes doubt? Well, this can happen. It does happen. The most sanctified person can backslide. So spiritually, we can decline just like we do mentally, just like we do physically. But here's the solution. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And we'll read the rest of that verse in just a moment. Now, this whole idea of waiting, you know, let's just think about waiting in a very practical, everyday experience. It signifies some things. For example, let's say we're in a restaurant. And, you say, what does it signify? Well, it signifies, first of all, dependence. We give the waiter our order, or the waitress, as the case may be. And they take it back in the kitchen where they fix the food. And we just depend on them to prepare the food as we've ordered it in a proper way. Or it could be the pharmacy. You could go to the pharmacy and you give them the prescription, or it's either sent, you know, online, however they do it. But we depend on the pharmacist to fill the prescription correctly. So we that's part of waiting. We wait for that to be done. We're dependent on it to be right. And then this whole idea of waiting, it signifies expectancy. Like back in the restaurant, you know, we expect at some point, we wait, but we do, while we wait, expect the waiter, the waitress to bring the food. Or at the pharmacy, we stand in the line most of the time, and we finally get up to the front to pick up our prescription, and we have the expectation that the person working there is going to look back in the bin and find our prescription and bring it to us. And then there's waiting always implies patience. It matters not if you're in the restaurant or the pharmacy or wherever you are. You have patience. You're waiting while the food is being prepared or the prescription is being filled, and there's expectancy that it will come, and you just have patience. Now, that's just in everyday life. We all go through that. That's what we're doing when we wait. Wherever we wait, and we wait a lot. We wait a lot. If you live in Houston, we do wait a lot. Would we not agree on that? My gracious, wherever you go. But it's not just there, it's in life. Now, let's move over into the realm of thinking about God. Now, here's what this verse says. It says, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Well, what do you mean wait on the Lord? Well, the fact that you are waiting on the Lord means that you are depending on God. That's exactly what it means. Not only that, the fact that you're waiting on God does what? It means that you expect God to come through. Just like we expect the waiter or waitress to come through, we expect the pharmacist to come through. Well, now, when we're waiting on God, we expect, there's an expectancy that God is going to do what He's promised to do. And then there's the patience. Here's the hard part. You know, those that wait on the Lord, okay, I'm depending on God, I have expectancy, but what I'm having to do, I'm having to have patience as I know God will not only come through, He'll come through at a perfect time, His time. He'll have everything worked out just like it needs to be if I will respond appropriately. Now this to me is such an exciting thing because in our own strength, we encounter things that in our own strength we can't do much with. And here's what the rest of this verse is about. It says, it's saying like when you let the source of your strength be transferred from yourself, this is hard. And you say, no, I'm going to let God be the source of my strength, whatever I go through. Then here's how this deal works out. Look at it. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now let's just look at those three things being said. Fly, if you look at it, it's kind of like it's backwards. Fly, run, walk. Had I written the Bible, and I did not, the Holy Spirit did, I'd have probably said walk, run, fly. But here in this verse, it's the other way around. It's the way God wanted it to be. What God is saying is, if you will exchange your strength from your being your own source and let me, as the Holy Spirit, as I live in you, become your strength, now here's what's going to happen. You're going to mount up with wings like eagles. You say, what in the world does that mean? Well, the idea here is that as we live our life, we encounter times of crisis. Now, let me quickly say, in our mind, sometimes I'm convinced the devil makes us believe, or at least think, that all about our life is a crisis. Now, let me quickly say, all about our life, all about your life, all about my life is not a crisis, okay? But in all of our lives, we do go through things that I think we could probably put in a column and say these things qualify as a crisis in life. For example, death of a family member, that's a crisis. Divorce, a crisis. A loss of a job, a crisis. The report you have cancer is a crisis. And there are others. But if we stop and think about it a moment, like, I wonder, like, how many crises have you actually ever had in your whole life? You say, well, I've had a lot. You probably have not had 25, maybe 20, maybe more, maybe less, probably less. But we all have some. And what the Bible is saying, and this is so true, as we come to these real crises in life, if God is the source of our strength, we what? We're dependent on God. We're expecting God to come through. And we're going to put our hope in Him and be patient, knowing that in His time and somehow He's going to get us over this thing. That's what this is talking about. It says, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. Interestingly, this morning, not working on my Tuesday Bible lunch at all, I was reading my own, having my own quiet time. And I was in the book of Exodus, and I'm just reading along. And in Exodus chapter 19, I'm reading along, and I read these verses where God, Moses in Exodus chapter 19, the children of God are at Mount Sinai. And God told Moses, He said, Moses, I want you to tell the children of Israel that they saw what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore them on eagle's wings. And I thought, oh, I'm talking about mount up with wings like eagles. And back in, you know that story, in Exodus chapter 14, the crossing of the Red Sea. We get over in Exodus chapter 19, now the children of God have made it out of Egypt, they're at Mount Sinai, and God said to Moses, hey, you need to remind my people that I bore them on eagle's wings as the Egyptians pursued them. And I'm just saying to you today, first of all, I hope you're not in a crisis. And I say this, I'm thankful today that, to my knowledge, my family, there's no member of my family today going through a crisis that I know about. But who knows? Yours either. Who knows? But here's what we do know. They will be out there. From time to time, we all go through a crisis, but we have a God who will somehow, and if we could have testimony time, numbers of you would stand and say, hey, man, is he on to something real here? Because, yes, I was going through a crisis, and somehow I got over that thing. It's not somehow, it's God. It's just like on wings, like on eagles. Well, that's what he's talking about. And then look what else he says. Not only shall they mount up with wings like eagles, they'll run and not be weary. Now you say, what does that mean? It means in life when the extra is required. Now, life does have its times where it seems like you keep adding to the plate, but you don't take anything off the plate. I've learned this, and I know you have, I would think so, that, you know, there are just times in my life where I just thought, man, I don't know. You know, like last week was three funerals last week, plus the regular stuff, and funerals of people dear to my heart. I mean, it's not like I'm just going through some kind of ceremony. These are people whose lives have touched and blessed my life. And, you know, I'll tell you my... You know, when you, I don't care who the preacher is, if he's worth a grain of salt, when you bury your dearest friends and you just keep burying them and keep burying them and keep burying them, just every one of those just kind of like some of you gets buried. Your heart just goes out in that thing. But here's the deal. When whatever you do in life, there are going to be those times that you just say, man, this is like more than I think I can get done. If God is your source of strength and energy, if you'll exchange your source of self to Him, during those times, you're going to find somehow you make. I've said this many times. Of course, I don't preach as many services as I did for so many years. You know, for many years, I was thinking about this morning. I just got tired thinking about it. I thought, man, it wore me out remembering. But I used to, in this church, on Sunday morning, preach three Sunday morning services, two at one location, another out here. For 5 years I did that. Jimmy and I went back and forth for 5 years to the Sunday. Downtown started, came out here, back downtown. 5 years to the Sunday. Then I'd preach on Sunday night, I'd preach at Tuesday noonday, and I'd preach on Wednesday night. And I did that for years and years and years. John's often said to me, how did you do that? I said, well, I just preached a lot of bad sermons. I mean, nobody could be just too prepared for that minute. But besides all the other stuff, now, I couldn't do that today. I physically couldn't do that today, and I understand that. Nor do I think God ever meant a person to preach that many sermons in 1 week. That was probably things I'd have killed. But be that as it may, in life there are those times you just have, but God gives you strength to do it. But here's the good part. Oh, it's this last part of this verse. They shall walk and faint not. Now, in the Bible, especially the New Testament, the word walk, W-A-L-K, is talking about the everyday Christian life, just your everyday life, Monday through Friday. Now, let me ask you, what wears you out most, the crisis of life, the extra required, or just the everyday grind? That's what gets us. That is what gets us. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is where we need that extra strength of God. Thank God when we have a crisis, He's there to help us. We have to have extra to do. He's there to supply the need. But it's just the old everyday, day in, day out. These things just have to be done. The dishes have to be washed. The grass has to be cut. This has to be done. That has to be done. You just do that stuff over and over and over. And this, to me, is the exciting part of this whole deal. Now, the way to experience this, let me just mention them and we'll stop and be on time. First of all, I want to encourage you, start the day with God. Call it your quiet time, call it your morning devotion, but somehow, whatever you call it, get the Word of God and read it, whether it be a few verses or a chapter, whatever it may be. Start the day with God and His Word in prayer. Number two, stay connected with God throughout the day. You know, the danger of the overemphasis of the morning quiet time is it's like, okay, I just have my quiet time, done with that. God, I'll talk to you tomorrow. No, stay connected to God throughout the day. I wouldn't tell Dottie, Dottie, we had a good conversation this morning, I'll see you in the morning. I bet if I did that many mornings, I sure need this verse, wouldn't I? Yeah, what would I be into? Talk to God throughout the day. And then listen to what God tells you throughout the day. Listen to what God tells you throughout the day. And then I would say that have at least a brief time of meditation at night before you go to bed. I mean, I've just learned if I'll just go in the living room and I might read a devotion or I might read some scripture reading, which is what I did last night. Not long, and just kind of think about that and let that calm my soul. I just have a better night's sleep than watching the TV and seeing the mess the world's in all over and seeing this and that and yonder and think, well, I need to get on to bed. Somehow the night's different than this way. I want to encourage you, memorize Isaiah 40:31. Those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary. And they will walk and faint not. Now, God, the fact of the matter is there's a strength available to us beyond our own. Now, we all say we know that, and I think we all believe that. But God, we don't appropriate it like we should. None of us probably. I know I don't. And God, to think that I can have the Holy Spirit of God Himself living in me to energize me, help me over these crises, help me when I have extra to do. And then God, just the daily job, day after day after day after day, have a source of energy and strength that comes from above. I bless you and thank you for that. Now, Lord, I pray today for some here maybe that are going through a very difficult time. For others, they feel like right now they're just burning the candle at both ends. And others, God, that just say, you know, it's that daily grind. God, I pray this verse somehow the Holy Spirit would just embed it into our hearts and minds. Give us a great rest of this week. Keep us safe as we journey about. In Jesus' name, amen.